Well, Senator Tom Cotton, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said there were dozens of JAG lawyers observing all of this. On NBC this morning, he said all 11 people on the suspected drug smuggling boat were valid targets because the U.S. had high confidence they were part of a foreign terrorist organization. Do you know, were these high-level cartel members?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Who were they? I mean, if the U.S. had high
Pablo
confidence...
Pablo Escobar back... Well, first of all, let's be super clear about this. I don't think we knew the identities of any of the people in the boat. We might have known one or two, I don't know. But we certainly didn't know the identities of all 11. So nobody can characterize who all these people in any of these boats are. Now, I have enough confidence in the intelligence community to know that these are probably not guys out fishing or guys out, being tourists and stuff. They are almost certainly running drugs. But this really matters for the reason that you said. You know, if you're going to occupy an immense amount of the American naval combat capability, you'd like to believe that you're going after the leaders, the cartel leaders, the kingpins, as they say. What we're doing here is we're taking out the equivalent of the corner drug dealer in the Bronx, right? Which, by the way, we should arrest the corner drug dealer in the Bronx. But the main reason we do that is to go after the kingpins, who I promise you are sitting in very comfortable villas right now in Colombia and Venezuela and everywhere and watching as much of the United States Navy is dedicated to taking out their lowest level employees.